In this video, I'm going to rank every single vehicle in Fortnite history from worst to best. This is one of the most requested videos on this channel, and before we begin, just a quick note at the beginning here, rideable wildlife will not be considered vehicles for this video, right? So, like loot sharks or boars, yeah, they're not going to count here. Be sure to use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop if you do go on to enjoy this video, and if I forget any vehicles in this video, you know what, go on and rip me in the comment section down below, but let's finally get into this ranking. But first, thank you to Groove Life for sponsoring today's content. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of these huge wallets taking up all of these space in my pockets, and then I found the Groove Wallet, and it totally changed how, you know, I carry my essentials. This is the Stealth Wallet that you guys are seeing on screen, and it holds up to 14 cards inside with a tray to hold your cash as well, right? That makes this wallet perfect for any daily use, but also travel or adventure. The sleek, minimalist design eliminates bulk and sits comfortably in your pocket, right? And that's important because when I've got my keys, phone, and other things in my pocket, I don't have room for a big wallet as well in there, and this wallet totally fixes that issue. The fan-style deployment system gives instant access to your cards with just a flick of your thumb, as you're seeing on screen. And of course, like all Groove products, it's covered by their Groove guarantee, so if anything goes wrong, they'll make it right. If you're ready to upgrade from that old, bulky wallet and get a modern, state-of-the-art wallet, press the link in the description of this video and check out the Groove Stealth Wallet. It's the last wallet you will ever need, I promise you. And of course, thanks to Groove Life for sponsoring the video today, and let's get back to the ranking video. At my number 29 spot, the worst vehicle in Fortnite history, it's obviously the shopping cart from Chapter 1. I mean, seriously guys, look at this thing. What else do I have to say? It is not even a vehicle really, but it was the first ever Fortnite vehicle, so I guess I'll cut it some slack. I mean, you literally move like 5 feet a second. This is absolutely horrible and deserves to be in last place, unfortunately. At number 28, and somehow not in last place, is the Pirate Cannon. I mean, do you even consider this a vehicle? I guess because you can shoot yourself out of it and travel like that. The Fortnite Wiki counts as a vehicle, so that's why I'm putting it here, but really, it's not truthfully a vehicle, and it is just so clunky, very slow to aim yourself, and yeah, I guess you can shoot yourself pretty far. I don't know, I mean, really, I could not put this any higher, and if the shopping cart didn't exist, it would be in last place. At number 27 is the Octane from Chapter 3, I believe it was in, and yes, this is the Rocket League car that came over with the brief Rocket League collab, and don't get me wrong, I love Rocket League. Rocket League is one of my favorite video games of all time, but unfortunately, this car isn't really that good in Fortnite, right? It's only got 450 HP and can only seat one person, and I know you could do the crazy boost and go flying and do crazy tricks with this thing, but really, you just take a couple shots from an AR and this thing's gone. And it's not even like you can use it in duos, trios, or squads because only one person can fit in a car. It's very fun to use, but not really that practical. At number 26 is going to be the ATK, or the all-terrain car that was introduced back in when? Season 5, right? I mean, let's put the nostalgia down for a second, right? This thing is really not a good vehicle at all. It really doesn't go fast at all. All four players in the vehicle are wildly exposed, right? There's no cover at all. You can drift, I guess, and get a little boost. And, you know, if you need to rotate from like Retail Road to Salty Springs, yeah, it'll get the job done. A lot slower than most vehicles on this list, but it'll get the job done. And you've got the bounce pad as the roof, which is kind of cool. But unfortunately, while yes, I love the ATK, it does not stand anywhere near as good as the vehicles we are seeing recently in Chapter 5 and beyond, of course. And number 25 is going to be the motorboat. This is an interesting one, of course, introduced in Chapter 2. And obviously it's a boat, so it can only be used on water, which is not a good thing. While yes, the Chapter 2 map was designed with a ton of water and using motorboats in mind, it's just really only good in like super, super deep water where you can't drive a car. I think like back when you had the Authority in Chapter 2, Season 3, and you literally could not get there unless you were on a zipline or by boat, then yeah, the motorboat is good. But honestly, you could just drive a pickup truck in the water and be just as good as if you were in a motorboat. Yeah, it's got the rocket off the front, but you are incredibly exposed sitting in this thing, and yeah, the motorboat really isn't that great. All right, here we go. Here's my hot take for this video at the number 24 spot. I'm going with the Driftboard from Chapter 1. So many people love the Driftboard. The Driftboard glaze is absolutely unreal, but I don't think that this is a great vehicle whatsoever. First of all, you have absolutely no cover, right? Like, you're just sitting on a snowboard. You are incredibly exposed when you're using this thing, and it's not like you really are moving that fast anyways. The one thing I will say about the Driftboard is it's incredibly versatile in terms of, like, actually letting you use a weapon while you're on the vehicle as well, right? Like, the trick shots that came out of using the drift board with, like, a hunting rifle are unreal. And it can be practical to just, like, you know, hold a SCAR out and just, like, kind of drive by, like, blow up someone's one by one, right? But I don't see much use past that. I don't really know why the drift board is so beloved, because I'm not a fan. And number 23 is the mud flap. This is that, you know, big semi-truck that you can drive around. Does anybody actually drive this thing? Like, genuinely, the only reason you would ever hop in the mud flap and drive it is if you have literally no other option and you, like, desperately need to get away from somebody. But even in that situation, this thing moves so slow that with how good mobility is nowadays, you can just catch up to somebody instantly using, like, a single shockwave grenade. The only reason why it's this high up on the list is because it has a metric ton of HP. So yeah, like, you're gonna be able to withstand a ton of bullets when you're inside of it, and you are protected when you're inside of it. But yeah, honestly, I don't have much good to say besides that. And number 22 is the Trail Thrasher. This is the bike from Chapter 4, and I see a lot of people also like this vehicle as well. I don't really understand that. Like, you're incredibly exposed while driving it. It doesn't have that much HP, only 450, or is it 550? I don't know. I kind of forget. I don't have the wiki pulled up in front of me right now. I think the huge advantage that you get from this bike, and why I think so many people like it, and why it's not much lower on this list, is because you can shoot your weapon while driving this vehicle. That's really, really useful, even though the controls can become a little bit wonky when you're trying to do so. I will say this vehicle is really, really fast. So even though you are very exposed, sometimes it can just be difficult to kind of pick somebody off this bike when they're just booking it right by you. And number 21 is the Armored Transport from Chapter 6, Season 2. This is a really weird vehicle because, yes, it has a ton of HP, and it's unique because you can only get it after, you know, killing the NPCs that are riding this thing around. And you probably didn't see a ton of armored transports being driven around in Chapter 6, Season 2, but if you get your hands on it, you know what you're getting. You're getting a ton of HP. You're getting basically a brick wall you're driving around. But the weird thing about it is the passengers have to stay in that, like, back cabin. There's no actual seat for your passenger, so it's really easy to, one, just shoot somebody out the back of it, but also your teammates can easily just fall out the back. And honestly, I'm just really not a fan of the armored transport, but let me know what you guys think in the comment section down below. Number 20 is the Islander Prevalent. This is just your basic Fortnite car, and it's decent. It's not terrible, but it's not really overly good anyways. It doesn't really off-road that well. It's got decent speed. It's got decent HP, right? Like, everything about this is just a decent item. It's going to get you from point A to point B safely in most cases, but it's not a Fortnite vehicle where you're like, oh, I need to get this thing, right? But yeah, I think this is a fair spot for it. And number 19 is the Lowrider. This is Snoop Dogg's car from Chapter 2 Remix, and it is a normal car besides the fact that you can absolutely fling yourself, right? Like, just has those, like, kind of hydraulics that just send this thing in the air. And yes, I know, trust me, I'm aware of all the memes that were going on with this thing and all the glitches and bugs, this thing flying into the air off the map. Yeah, I get it. I'm not really thinking about those when I'm ranking this. Besides being a troll, the actual jump ability of this car isn't really useful at all, right? Like, it doesn't help you win a fight. It's just kind of there for, like, funny effect. At the end of the day, it is just a regular car. At number 18 is the Victory Crown Rogue Bike. This is the electric bike from Chapter 4, Season 2 was introduced in, and essentially it's just a better version of the Trail Thrasher. It's got a cooler design, it is faster, and you can also get boost when you drift a bunch. It's a bike. Like, I've already talked about bikes on this list, so you know what to expect. It's nothing crazy, but I definitely think it is a better version of the Trail Thrasher. But, like, was I dying to drive the Rogue Bike? No, not at all. And number 17 is the OG Bear, and this is one of my favorite cars from, like, the first ever edition of cars from Chapter 2, Season 3. This is the pickup truck. It's great on the road. It's great for off-roading. It's got a little bit more HP than the Islander Prevalent, but it's just a tad bit slower. But at the end of the day, like, this is a good Fortnite vehicle. Like, I think this is the point in the list where now you're starting to get into some vehicles where, like, these are the ones that you're really, really gonna gun for in a game. And number 16 is the Nitro Drifter / Nitro Fang. They are legitimately almost the exact same thing, so I had to put them here at the same spot. And they're basically just the Islander Prevalent, but just souped up versions of that car, right? You get the drift ability, right? The more you drift, you get, like, a little boost, and it'll send you. You get more HP, a more modern looking design, but at the end of the day, they're just your regular Fortnite car, but just with a little bit of some added bonuses here and there. So not really a crazy vehicle, but definitely a serviceable one. And number 15 is the Whiplash. Now, this is my favorite vehicle from the original group of cars in Chapter 2, Season 3. I mean, this thing absolutely flies. It sucks at off-roading, of course, but it is just so, so cool looking. It's very sleek. It is one of the fastest vehicles in Fortnite history, if not the fastest. It's just a really cool car. Like, I think we can all agree that, like, when you see the Whiplash and you hop in that thing and you start driving that, you got the radio blast and you're flying, you know, 80, 90 miles an hour across the Fortnite map. Like, it feels cool to do that. But how about flying across the Fortnite map in a Ferrari 296 GTB? That's going to be the vehicle at my number 14 spot. Now, if you remember, this was barely in the game as an actual vehicle before it became like a customizable car skin. And it is very, very similar to the Whiplash. Again, like, it's just another car that it feels cool to drive in. It's fast. It absolutely flies. I've got no complaints about this vehicle, genuinely. And my number 13 spot is the Stark Whiplash, right? So this is the version of the Whiplash that could only be found at Stark Industries in Chapter 2, Season 4. And it is absolutely identical to the regular Whiplash, but it has unlimited fuel. With the majority of the other cars and other motor vehicles I've listed so far on this list, you need fuel, right? You can run out of gas and you're in trouble. But with the Whiplash, you can, right? And the Whiplash is notorious for just burning gas because you're going to be spamming that boost button flying 100 miles an hour. Well, with the Stark Whiplash, you don't got to worry about that. It doesn't have to take up fuel, and that definitely makes it better than the Ferrari and the regular base Whiplash. And my number 12 spot is the Baller. And wow, back over yonder in Season 8, there was a time when this was the best Fortnite vehicle of all time. Obviously, we have seen so many vehicles come out, that's not the case anymore. And this thing has seen significant nerfs, especially to the HP and the actual grapple range. But the huge bonus about the Baller is you are fully protected, 360 degrees. Nobody can hurt you while you are inside of that Baller until they destroy it. And that is a huge advantage, right? It's just incredible for rotations. While it has been nerfed a bunch, the OG Baller still sits well in my heart. This is a really good Fortnite vehicle. And oh man, you want to talk about Fortnite vehicles that I hold close to my heart. The number 11 spot is the Quad Crasher. What an unbelievable Fortnite vehicle back from Chapter 1. It was just so versatile, right? It could absolutely just ram through builds. It has an unbelievable boost ability. And you gotta remember, this is back in the day when fuel didn't exist. There was no fuel. The only way you could be taken off a Quad Crasher is if someone just totally destroyed the Quad Crasher. The ability to, you know, make a little ramp and then just absolutely boost yourself literally across the map if you knew how to do it correctly. The Quad Crasher is such a good Fortnite vehicle. Like, I can't emphasize enough how much higher I wanted to put this, but realistically, you're incredibly exposed on the Quad Crasher, and there are just so many unbelievable vehicles. And my number 10 spot is the Choppa, right? It's the helicopter. I don't really have to do much explaining here. There's not really much I can do. I think the aerial vehicles are especially the best because of your ability to just fly up to the sky and not be seen by anybody, right? Once you're out of render distance, people legitimately won't be able to see you in the sky. That's a huge advantage for most of the aerial vehicles, not all of them. But yeah, the Choppa is fantastic. You can hold all your squad mates on it. They are very exposed on it and you are in trouble, right? Because if this thing gets blown up while you're in the air, you and all your teammates are dying, especially if you get boogie bombed up there. Yeah, you're screwed. But besides that, the Choppa, very good vehicle. Number 9 is the Trail Smasher. Okay, this is just the Chapter 5 SUV that you've seen all over the place in Chapter 5 and even in Chapter 6. And like, this is the go-to vehicle for the last two chapters. Like, if you watch any Zero Build gameplay, I like to watch a lot of Prospering. This dude is always in this vehicle, just riding around, hopping out, killing people, then hopping back in and going to the next fight. Now, look, you can make an argument that the pickaxe glitch, or not really a glitch, but, you know, swinging the pickaxe and entering into the car and being able to hit somebody with your pickaxe inside the car, maybe that should be an argument to put the Trail Smasher a little bit lower on this list, but it's got a ton of health. You're totally protected inside of it. This is a really, really good vehicle, but somehow it's only at the number 9 spot. That's because the Armored Battle Bus is better at the number 8 spot. I mean, come on. I mean, what is this thing? It is an absolutely souped up battle bus. You've got turrets on the top. You've got like 2000 HP. This thing's an absolute behemoth of a Fortnite vehicle. And this is like just one of those vehicles that's just like, why did it ever exist, right? And you'll hear me say the same thing about the number 7 spot, which, you know what? Why don't we just talk about that right now? That is going to be the War Bus at the number 7 spot. It is virtually the same thing, honestly. We do get the EMP strike with the War Bus, which is, you know, good, I guess. It's an added bonus. You get a little more HP with the War Bus than you do with the Armor Battle Bus, but they're virtually the same thing. And look, right, like, it's a Chapter 5 Season 3 vehicle. It's going to be very overpowered. You could make an argument it should be within the top 5, certainly, but I think most people just preferred the Mythic cars instead of the War Bus. But yeah, this thing's insane. Number 6 is the Titan Tank from Chapter 3, Season 2. Now, I was debating whether to put the Titan Tank higher or lower than the Armored Battle Bus, but I think since you're more protected within the Titan Tank, I think it deserves to be higher and score better on this list than the Armor Battle Bus, where you're quite exposed if you're in those sentry turrets. It's a tank, right? Like, you're just going to absolutely maul anything in your path. You've got a gun on this thing. It's got a ton of HP. This is just the point in the list where the vehicles are starting to get outlandish. Like, they're starting to get insane. My number five spot is one of the coolest Fortnite vehicles of all time. It is the Flying Saucer, the UFO from Chapter 2, Season 7. The thing that I think makes the Saucer just so annoying to go up against is the fact that it can just hover above you, right? It's not like, you know, the planes that we have in the current season where, you know, they'll fly by you, they'll do a couple of shots, and they'll have to swing and turn all the way back around. No, the Saucer will just hover above you with infinite ammo and shots until you either shoot them back or try and run away. I don't know. The only reason why it's not higher up on this list is because it has a definite hard counter, and that is the Railgun. The Railgun can two-shot a Flying Saucer. Most people were carrying Railguns in Chapter 2, Season 7 just to counter the UFOs. You're incredibly protected because you have that, like, little pink dome that covers you when you're driving this thing. It's so annoying to go up against a Flying Saucer. Not to mention, I mean, you can literally just pick people up off the ground, right? Like, what else do I have to say? My number four spot is going to be two planes. It's the X-Wing and TIE Fighter from the current Galactic Battle mini season. Put them together because, you know what, they're virtually the same thing. If I had to pick one over the other, I'd probably go for the X-Wing, but these things are absolutely plaguing the current Fortnite season. There's no debate that these are one of the best vehicles we've ever seen. They're very, very strong. They've got three lives as well, so it's not like you take it down and it's just out of the game. No, it's got three lives. They actually just buff the HP too up by like 600 HP. The only downside to these vehicles, in my opinion, is they're kind of difficult to control, right? Like, the turning doesn't feel as sharp. Like, it feels like it's very slow to turn. And also, they're in a season where there's infinite ammo, so people have no problem just lighting you up out of the sky over and over and over again because they don't got to worry about their ammo and they don't got to worry about reloading. But if you guys have been playing this season, right, you're probably like me, just get me out of this season because I'm done with the X-Wing and the TIE Fighter. They're so OP. But I think the X-4 Stormwing, just the regular planes from Chapter 1, Season 7, are better. The planes are certainly one of Fortnite's most, you know, notorious vehicles we've ever seen. They used to be so, so incredibly powerful. And even after getting nerfed a bunch, I still think they are a top 3 vehicle of all time. I mean, you would literally see endgames in Season 7 that was just like 4 or 5 people just flying planes around. If you ever want to see how OP these things are, just go to like Air Royale, right? And just see your two teammates on the sides just beaming other planes down. At this point, like, I'm just kind of running out of things to say for these overpowered vehicles, right? Like, they're all just genuinely overpowered. But at my number two spot is the most notorious vehicle in Fortnite history. It basically ruined the game for an entire season. It is the Brute, or, you know, you guys probably know it as the Mech. I have ranted about mechs in so many different Fortnite videos, so I'll try and keep this as brief as possible. But how do I say this without being mean to Season X? The Brutes ruined this entire season. Season X without the mechs would have been a genuinely good Fortnite season, but they would not remove the mechs. They just kind of nerfed it a little bit. It was still brutally overpowered. You could not beat somebody who was in a mech unless you had a boogie bomb. There are very few things in Fortnite history that are more overpowered than the mech in this entire game, right? Obviously, the number one spot was more overpowered than the Brute. But God, like, it just, I get goosebumps thinking about Season X with the mechs. I quit the game playing this season, and so did so many other players because they genuinely terrorized the entire season. Like, I can't explain it to you unless you were there how overpowered they were. But guys, I've got to say it, the mechs have been dethroned as the most overpowered Fortnite vehicle of all time by the mythic cars from Chapter 5, Season 3. I don't know what to say anymore. It genuinely pains me that I have to talk about these mythic cars because in my opinion, they ruined Chapter 5, Season 3. I don't care how many times they change them. There will never be a more overpowered vehicle in Fortnite history than these cars. It's honestly hard to find footage from the beginning of Chapter 5, Season 3 where people aren't in cars. Like, every single fight is in cars. And yes, for you casual players, you will love Chapter 5 Season 3 because of these cars, because it is just straight up chaos. But like, I go back and try and get gameplay for Machinist Combat AR, and it's difficult to find because everyone's just running around in cars. No one's actually using the regular weapons. I don't know what else to say. It was so recent. You guys all experienced this absolute brain rot Fortnite season. And yeah, the mythic cars are at my number one spot and by a wide margin. All right, guys. Well, that was my ranking for every single vehicle. If I did forget any, please let me know in the comment section down below. I'm not a crazy Fortnite vehicle enthusiast, and it's one of the only times where Chapter 5 Season 3 will actually score well on one of my lists. Let me know in the comment section down below what you would like to see me rank next, and with that all being said, I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.